Welcome to Sacred Fame Podcast. My name is Kasia Rashfall. I want to talk about sneaky thoughts and the opportunities to catch them today. So one of the things that I love to do is help people to become more self-aware around how they think, what they think, and what those thoughts do. You know, when we have a thought, often what happens is that thought precipitates an emotion in our body, and then we feel it, you know, and then that precipitates another thought. And it's this cycle, right? We really don't know if the thought comes first or the emotion, but it doesn't really matter, because sometimes someone else will hear what we say. And if they're kind enough to repeat back to us, hey, did you hear that? I don't think, you know, this is a helpful thought for you. Then we have the opportunity to catch that thought and to really, you know, do the work around it to figure out, why do I think that way? And what can I do instead so that I have a more supportive thought system? And so this is what I do, right? This is like, as a coach, as a healer, it's just part of my work. But that doesn't mean that my own thoughts are perfect or always aligned. Like, no, you know, this is why we need other people and we need to collaborate and have a support system around us, because sometimes we just don't catch our own bullshit. So here's the story. Recently, my numerology instructor asked me to step in and help her facilitate one of the classes because she wasn't able to be there. And so I was able to do some Q&A and then lead the students through a balance energetically to, you know, help them support their energy system. And one of the students asked a question. I can't even remember what it was, but then I gave my answer. And part of the answer was, you know, inviting her to give herself permission to not see herself as right or wrong, or worry about whether she's doing it right or wrong. And you know, on and on I went and answered. And then one of the other students pipes up and says, did you hear what you just said? And I'm like, oh gosh, probably not. What did I say? And she said, you know, in the same sentence, you gave her permission to, invited her to give herself permission to not make herself wrong. And you said, you know, your instructor will help probably have a better answer than I just gave you. And of course, I thanked her, and I'm sitting there going, oh my God, you know, this is such a good illustration of how often we don't hear ourselves, right? Our thoughts go so fast, even when we're speaking, even when we have a degree of expertise around something. You know, I've been doing numerology a long time, and so I definitely felt qualified to field some of these answers. And my perspective of the answer isn't exactly the same as my instructor that I learned from, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just different. And I shared a lot of personal experience and how I interpret the numbers and all of that. And so it was interesting that that came out of my mouth. And I'm so grateful that this student caught it and had the gumption to tell me. Like, I'm just so grateful to her, because if I said that, even though it was like in passing, as I was talking about something I knew, it definitely points, the fact that I said, you know, your instructor will probably have a better answer than me, points to the fact that there is a piece of me, there are thoughts in my body, in my nervous system, in my neurology, that still point to the belief system that I don't know enough, or I'm not good enough, or not smart enough, or, you know, whatever. I'm not fill in the blank enough, right? So I wanted to share this story because, you know, as you can imagine, I, as grateful as I was in the class to be called out that way and attention to be brought to like this belief system that really isn't serving me, it also brought up a lot of vulnerability for me. Like, oh my God, what else did I say? Like, you know, what else came out of my mouth that points to, things that aren't supportive? And my mind went down this freight train of, you know, everything that belief system pointed to. I had a terrible vulnerability hangover after, and really had to use my tools to stop that freight train, slow it down, right? And then choose different thoughts. And that's often what it takes when you find yourself thinking a certain way and you've thought that way for a really long time, sometimes no matter how much self-awareness you have, you won't catch everything. And if you notice, if you hear yourself say something or someone draws attention to how you speak about something, and it points back to a belief system inside you that is not supportive, that does not mean that you suck, that you're not good enough, that you don't deserve it, that, you know, that you're not smart enough. It doesn't mean any of that. It simply means that there is still a part of you, there's a part of me that believes something that's not true, right? So when you have those moments, when someone calls you out, hey, did you hear yourself? Do you really believe that? That's not true. You know, it's an opportunity to really sit down and assess, okay, where does that thought come from? Why do I think that? What does that make me feel in my body? I can tell you, it felt icky. It felt so icky to experience myself still facing the truth that, oh my gosh, you're right. I said that. And that means it's true at some level, right? It felt really gross in my body and I had to do some of the work. I chose to do some of the work, some of the body work that I do in order to help me move that out so that it no longer feels true. It's something I will never say again, right? So be kind to yourself in those moments. Our brain is wired for safety and it's brilliant, right? It's brilliant that it keeps us safe. It pays attention to our environment and it wants us to make sure we stay alive. So when something like that happens where we are called out and we feel like we're put on the spot, even though it's helpful, because that was so helpful to me, the emotions that come with it, the mental turmoil that comes with it can be really, really difficult to feel. But it's part of the system, right? It's part of the system of keeping us safe. And so my brain wanted me to run away and hide so I wouldn't have to, you know, face that. But of course, what's there to face? Why would I run away and hide? You know, I held space for people. I fielded questions to the best that I knew. And if someone didn't agree with me, then that's another opportunity for clarity, right? Anytime we are doing anything in the world, sharing our expertise, holding space for things, we're not doing it to prove that we're right or that we're wrong or that we're anything. We're doing it because we want to help, right? We want to share of ourselves. We want to share our gifts. And those gifts are not for everybody. So if you find yourself in those moments where you catch yourself saying something or someone else calls you out and says, you know, why do you believe that? Or why did you say that? Or did you hear yourself say that? And you have those icky feelings and you feel wrong and you feel like you want to run and hide. Just remember, that's your brain trying to keep you safe because it feels threatened, right? Your sense of self feels threatened, but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to really take a look at yourself and assess, you know, why do I believe that? Why is that in there? Why do I say things like that? And how can I change that so that I trust myself more? So that my mind is only processing and running thoughts that are supportive, that help me rather than are a detriment to me. And that's a process. It takes time. Self-awareness takes time and requires consistency and diligence and other people, right? This is why we have coaches, healers, therapists, friends, support systems, so that they can listen to us and they can mirror back to us what we don't see in ourselves. That's the opportunity. There's of course a kind way and a not kind way to say things. The way this went down in the class was really loving, really supportive. And it was, you know, it really showed me the gift in community when people come together to support each other and to grow and have a common purpose. So don't believe everything your mind tells you. And if you do happen to believe something your mind tells you that's not true, hopefully someone will help you identify that and get through it and then get back to what the truth is. And if you want a quick technique that will help you calm the intensity in your body and find peace in your body you can go to my website. I'll put it in the show notes and sign up. It's called Calm the Intensity. It's two quick techniques in a video that teach you how to work with the energy in your body to get you out of your head, out of your emotions, and connected so that you feel confident, you trust yourself, and you can just go about your day no matter what's happening. So there you go. Quickie today. Have an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you next time.